Well, as has already been documented, communities around the world have come to the aid of the Ukrainian community in a show of solidarity. And Charles Sturt University has also extended that solidarity by offering educational support to the University of Customs and Finance Ukraine. To explain the nature of the new agreement, I'm joined by Professor David Widdowson AM, who is the head of school for the Centre for Customs and Excise Studies at Charles Sturt University. Good afternoon, David.
Yeah, good afternoon, Brett. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us about this exciting initiative. What's at the core of this agreement?
Well, we've been working with the Centre for Customs and Excise Studies, and we've been working with the University of Customs and Finance in Dnipro in Ukraine for many years, well over 15 years now. And obviously when the war came along, it was pretty tragic for everybody. Mm. We've got a lot of colleagues over there, and they're suffering the same as many others are in Ukraine. And we were wondering how we may be able to assist them. And obviously, there's a lot of assistance going to help the war effort. And obviously, we don't fit into the category of assistance there. But we thought what we could do is provide them with access to some of our degree courses. Now, the European Commission has made a historic decision to grant the EU candidate status, EU candidate status to the Ukraine. And that means that as soon as things settle down, Ukraine will be able to become part of the EU. And in order to do that, they need to ensure that their customs laws and procedures are in line with the EU customs law, which is quite complex. Now, we happen to have a course on that here at Charles Sturt. So what we've done is reached out to our colleagues and indicated that we would be happy to provide them with those materials and train their lecturers on the materials and help them to tailor the materials to meet Ukraine's specific requirements.
Look, as you say, with the EU candidature that Ukraine has now achieved, this is potentially a really important initiative, as you said. So it boils down to essentially course materials or complete courses. Is it something that's given to Ukraine and then left, or is there ongoing support associated with this initiative?
Well, as I say, we've been very closely aligned with the University of Customs and Finance in Dnipro for many years. Mm. And so we expect our cooperation to go on into the future. And we're looking for at least 2 to 5 years of specific support to Ukraine in relation to the teaching EU customs law. And helping them to ensure that the principles of EU law are embedded into their local practices and their teachings to not only existing customs staff once the hostilities die down, but also to the newcomers that are coming through the university, all the students who go to that particular university to become part of the customs service of Ukraine.
You mentioned that you'd be offering support to some of their staff, their academic staff. Given the challenges faced by working with Ukrainians, is that going to be a difficult logistical exercise, getting our staff or your staff at Charles Sturt University to engage with them in some on-site location?
Yeah, look, it could well be. In the end, it may have to be an online delivery of our familiarisation training, but we're currently negotiating with UK and Poland as possible places where we could deliver that training face to face. It's always obviously more effective face to face, but given the difficulties of Ukraine, as you say, we may have to end up delivering online, but we are looking at those possibilities at the moment.
Hmm. Look, out of interest, are there infrastructure issues that might also prove a challenge for delivering online?
Well, interestingly, they are managing to maintain a degree of infrastructure. We tend to join them quite regularly for seminars and that type of thing, tutorials, seminars, the conferences, and they do manage to connect to the internet and hold those by Zoom. Unfortunately, there's often air raid sirens go off during those events, but they do seem to be keeping things together somehow. I don't know how, because it's quite amazing the way that they're surviving over there. And we know that, luckily, we haven't lost any colleagues at this point, but we do know that a number of them have lost their homes, which are around the university there in Dnipro. So it's in difficult circumstances for them, obviously, but as I say, they are managing to reach out to the rest of the world via the internet.
Look, as you say, one of the things that certainly come out of this horrific situation is that the Ukrainian people are a resilient lot. There's no doubt about that. I'm assuming from what you're saying that the University of Customs and Finance Ukraine is operating?
It is operating, yes. Most of the male students, I think, are actually they're off in the army, but certainly the female students there at the moment and the younger male students are still coming to classes. So, yes, they are operating. They are trying to maintain their teaching. They're also actively involved in research. Charles Stern actually runs the World Customs Journal, and we've been gratified to see that a number of our Ukraine colleagues have been able to contribute articles to the journal over the last 12 months. They certainly are keeping themselves occupied and keeping things on the rail in terms of the teaching and research at the university.
David, congratulations on this initiative. It's significant, and I take my hat off to you, and thank you for sharing it with us this afternoon.
That's my pleasure, Brett. Thank you.
That's Professor David Whittison, Head of School for the Centre for Customs and Excise Studies at Charles Sturt University, sharing with us the news of the university's provision of educational support to Ukraine through higher education resources. This is Community Drive on 2MCE FM.